Well, let's just push the button and see what happens. It's the news, according to me. Good Wednesday morning. It is October 23rd, 11:17 already. On a Wednesday, it is trash day. Maybe I should just call this trash day and start talking trash about people. It's the day I take things to the trash. Today is free dump day. I take things to the dump because it's free today. It's if you live in this county, the county has a deal where you can take up to 3 bags of garbage for free. Well, I drive right past the where I live and where I go to my typical office is right past, which is where the worldwide headquarters is, by the way. I thought about doing the show from there today, but things were getting too late, and I decided that I had to go out. I had to go get some, run some errands this morning, do some things. I had breakfast with some guys. You know how that is, guys' breakfast. I had to do that, and then on my way to the office later on, I got some tending. I have to do some things there because that building is falling apart if I don't keep it slapped together. And do some things there. I'll be running past the dump. So on Wednesdays, I take the trash. And I'm going to tell you what I had in my cup. It's not there anymore. I had some chai with Cinnabon creamer. I've got one more splash of Cinnabon creamer left. There will be a show tomorrow morning probably. At the rate things are going, I'm probably going to be heading over to Chicago tomorrow. But it's going to be late. Later in the morning, I probably have time to do the... I meant to get up early this morning and do the... in fact, I did get up early this morning. But then the next thing I know, it's 7 o'clock and I got to be out the door. And that didn't work out. So I got everything done for now. Probably going to go vote today. Just, you know, because I need to. Because I'm probably going to be traveling on the 5th. So I'm going to be heading out here. I'll be taking the trash and voting, kind of doing the same thing. Kind of smells the same. Basically, lots of things going on. You know, there is something about the show. I have a show to do, I guess, something I want to talk about. And I should have pulled this up before because I totally forgot about this, but I'm sure it will be easy to find because, frankly, this was all over the news, all over the conservative news. Kamala Harris, a couple days ago, really stepped in it. She really said the wrong thing. She did some things a couple days after that. Now, I don't know. Let me just see if I can find this. Harris. Jesus is Lord. Most of you probably have heard about this, I would imagine. Yeah, where is this? This is too long. It should be a short with this whole thing on it. At Trump rallies, we don't tell Christians to get lost. Basically what happened, and I'll find this. There's a comparison here also is between the way J.D. Vance responds to someone saying Jesus is Lord and some way Kamala Harris responds. Now, I'm gonna see if I can find this. I'm just going to pull it up. Let's go back over here. She's talking. She's scolding the crowd. She's pointing her finger. She's doing her little mad look. Got all these people standing behind her. A new way forward. Kamala. Harris Walz. All these girls are holding up these signs. She's talking about abortion and the whole thing with the Supreme Court and how that all that went down. And someone from the crowd, there's a couple guys there. I guess they were from some college or some whatever they were. They cry out, Christ is King, Jesus is Lord. Her response to this should tell you all you need to know. If you're a believer or even if you're just C&E believers, Christmas and Easter. Call them C&E believers. If you just go to church on Christmas and Easter. This should tell you something about her character, something about who she is, the way she responded to this. What is also aggravating to me is the way the crowd responds. That's even more alarming to me. And then, 2 days later, an unplanned stop somewhere else. I'm going to talk about that a little bit. But let's... Oh, by the way, the backup cup, before we get too far into this, because, you know, you guys are probably sitting there on the edge of your seat, but what's in the backup cup, Kevin? It's tea, sweet tea, actually from a place we call here. There's a little small chain, regional chain here called Hacienda. It's a Mexican food, sort of. It's kind of Americanized Mexican food. Pretty good sweet tea. There's a little bit of sweet tea in there from... where else was I the other day? Texas Roadhouse. A little bit of that sweet tea in there as well. Got a to-go cup at both places. Today I'll be planning on making some... Probably going to make a gallon of my specialized peach sweet tea because, you know, I should have made it a couple days ago, but I've been okay on drinking. We've got plenty of apple cider. Apple cider's kind of my standby. I thought about using that today, but... Get this tea left over and it's going to join and drink it before it gets bad. The apple cider never really gets bad. It just kind of, it turns more vinegary. However, if, you know, depending on how you store it and manipulate it, it just becomes more saucy. I don't really care for it when it gets too bad, but it's a little too strong. My brother makes apple cider. I don't think he brought us any this year. Maybe he did. Maybe it's been a little while back. He has apple trees and actually crushes his own apples and does his own thing. But he also makes hard apple cider, which is really good. But his apple cider is all fresh, not pasteurized. It's just apple cider. Really good stuff. This stuff we get at the store, and it's okay. It's been homogenized and pasteurized and plagiarized, whatever else they do to it. I don't know. All kinds of things. But I think I thought there was an announcement coming across that I needed to read to you guys, but it's not the case. So we have, I need to click on that. I'm going to have to watch that later. I'm going to put that in my watch later crowd. Save to watch later. Absolutely. Got to watch that later. So let's listen to this. I think they're playing this right away here. We're just going to see what this has to say. See if she's actually saying what I think this is going to say. This is a commentator. It's from New York Post. I think somebody commentates on this a little later on. There's a commentator. So we'll go to this point. Where is this? Right there at the 18 second mark. That's where we want to have it. Now Trump had a response later on. J.D. Vance also. This is prior to this happening. J.D. Vance had a response to someone saying that. Saying Jesus is Lord, something to that effect, at one of his rallies, and he's responded with, "Yes, he is." I just you know, totally acknowledged it, totally accepted it, went along right with it. Now, so let's play this and just see what she has to say here.
Vice President Kamala Harris and
this is just him talking about it. Two Christian students, apparently, one of them said something about it. They're not going to play the actual audio.
No, I think you meant to go to the
rally in Wisconsin.
There we go. Here we go.
You guys are at the wrong rally. No, I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street.
Now, the two students have stood by.
Yeah, that was her response. Now, let's see if this other video might be better.
Because ours is a fight for the future, and it is a fight for freedom.
Right. Well,
For freedom.
For the freedom to talk through your nose.
Fundamental freedom.
Freedom of a freedom.
To make decisions about her own body.
Yeah, you have that decision. By the way, you have the right to make that decision about your own body, about when you get into a relationship with a particular individual that causes the problem to begin with. You see, the problem is, when does life begin? This is really when we have to answer this question, because it's not your body anymore when the life begins. If you want the child, all of a sudden, it is a life that has value and we can, you know, convict someone for killing it. When it's not wanted, supposedly now it's supposedly not a life that you can't be convicted for killing it. We are living in a hypocritical situation here with this, all this crap, and it's gotten to the point where I'm tired of it. So anyway, let's keep on going.
What to do?
Yeah. She's going on about this. She's going to say this thing about the Supreme Court. She's standing there. Oh, she's just so good. She loves it when the crowd. She loves it when the crowd is screaming and yelling, and they got all the lights on, saying, you know, time to clap, time to scream, time to yell. Because she loves that, because she doesn't have to say anything. She just can stand there and fill in her time. Now, the other day she had about a 15-minute speech, and then Lizzo got up and spoke. She was the main attraction. Lizzo was the main attraction. Harris was the stand-in. This was in La Crosse, Wisconsin, where this happened. And La Crosse, if you know anything about La Crosse, the particular area where this is at, it's not too far from Madison, which is the blue mecca of the state. We'll just continue to go here.
On this, we remember Donald Trump hand-selected 3 members of the United States Supreme Court.
Yeah, that's it.
With the intention that they would undo the protections of Roe v. Wade, and they did as he intended. Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally.
This is right there is where someone yells, "Christ is King, Jesus is Lord." God bless them, bless those men for having the boldness and the courage to say that in that crowd. Because here's how she responds. She comes back with, "You are at the wrong rally."
Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally.
Yeah, we don't say Jesus is Lord, Christ is King here at this rally. You guys want the smaller rally down the street, which, by the way, was about 4 times bigger than her rally. I don't know where she comes up with this crap. This is just unbelievable. Oh, she's loving her little stinger. She really came back at them. Oh, she's got this stupid look on her face. She's waving to them. Security is taking them out.
No, I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street.
Oh, that's so funny. That's so funny. Oh, she just waves it off and starts laughing. Oh, I'm killing it. I'm killing it. She can just tell. She loves what she said there. The problem is the next day, they realized that they really screwed up here. They just ticked off. Not only did they, you know, basically ignore the Catholics in New York, she has now made it very clear what she thinks about this. And it's, I guess, in the middle of that whole thing. Now, so 2 days later, she shows up at a church, an A&E church. Do you know anything about this denomination? It's really, where they were also escorting people out for saying things during the meeting because they were upset that she was there because of what she had just said. Meantime, they're letting people pray for her. And, oh, they're passionate, and they're all, "Oh, now, Lord, we pray for a hedge of protection around her, blah, 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 blah." Your hedge of protection does not work. It does not last. It does not happen. Now, I don't want to see any harm come to her. I do not want to see any harm. What I want to see come to her is repentance. I want to see her have an actual, real encounter with the Spirit of God. That's my dog. I don't know what he's doing. Apparently he's having an encounter of some kind. I don't know what's going on down here. But this is what I want for her. I don't want to see any harm come to her. I want to see her come to her senses. I want to see her confronted with the truth. Much like a man by the name of Barack Obama, who supposedly is a Christian, who has no testimony story, no understanding of when did you make the decision? Most of the people I know who've been Muslims, who've been raised Muslim in Islam, have a testimonial of what their decision, what was the point of their decision? What was What was that point where they got to where they realized that Christ, that Jesus was the answer, that Jesus was the way, that Christianity is what you're going to... Most people have a testimony. You know, I'm not even going to hammer on the idea. When was he baptized? When was Michelle baptized? What church was she raised in? What church do they attend now? I'm not even going to get into that kind of stuff. You know, some people, they don't like Donald Trump because he's got a potty mouth. That J.D. Vance is, you know, he cusses. I've heard him cuss. What kind of Christian is that? They'll throw that kind of thing in your face all the time. These people on the left, they love to use that little trick of oh, well, yeah, he, no, Donald Trump says this and that. He's not a Christian. He's a rah, 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 rah. Christians don't die. He's a rah, rah. So they've got a potty mouth. So he cusses. Well, big... Boy, I would love to just fill in the blanks here. I'll let you do that. Big deal. Potty mouth. Big deal. If you think that disqualifies someone from being a believer, being a Christian, then you don't understand Christianity whatsoever. So don't be telling me. Don't be standing in the seat of judgment, accusing me, standing in the seat of the accuser. And for those of you who know what that means. Whatever. If that's your excuse for why Donald Trump should not be the president, because he's got a potty mouth. How can you Christians support someone who's got a potty mouth? I have a bigger question for you. How can you Christians support someone who would kill children in the womb and call it something that Jesus would do? Jesus would be. They've come out and said this. At their rallies, they have said this. Jesus would be standing there consoling and holding the person who's going through the abortion process and processing it with them and condoning it. That's not the Jesus I know. I don't know what God you're serving, but it's the God that I'm aware of that serves that kind of purpose is starts with a baby and ends with an ale. I don't know who you're talking about here for sure. I'm not sure exactly. I don't know. I don't. Maybe there's Christians out there who are laughing right along with her and thinking this is funny, and it's just all a big joke to them. And there comes a time. There will come a time when it's all going to be over. And with one word, it will be done. It will be over with. When God will finally say, enough. And there's not going to be any more arguments. There's not going to be any more backbiting, backtalking, backstabbing. No more funny business. No more joking about who Jesus is. Mashiach ben Yosef. Has revealed himself, and he will come back as Mashiach ben David. the warrior king. He will be on a horse, not a donkey. He will come with the clouds. The clouds represent judgment. No more arguing. No more mocking. It will be over. I tremble for the souls who are not prepared for that. I tremble for the churches who have not prepared people for that. And there are plenty of them out there. And it looks like Miss Harris, you know, had the ability to attend one a few days ago. We had no problem with her kicking believers for saying Jesus is Lord and Christ is King out of one of her meetings. If you're listening to this and you actually support the Harris group, and because you think she's nicer, she's full of joy, she's more compassionate, she cares about you more, if you just think that, you know, supporting the Democrat Party is all that is just wonderful because, well, you know, January 6th and the potty mouth and the mean tweets. I would invite you to go, and if you want to continue to live in that kind of ignorance, that's your prerogative. At that point, I would say you are willingly choosing to do something very stupid. And what I would say is there's a record of Elon Musk being interviewed in a, I can't remember what the interview was. I'd like to play it for you, but it's pretty vulgar. He basically tells you what to do with yourself. And I think this is probably the best fitting thing right for right now. Just to put that right in there. I talked about the numbers yesterday. The biggest thing, I'm going to try to keep this short because I'm going to, my fuse is getting lit here. The biggest thing I think that I need to continue to remember going into this is that the end justifies the means for these people. The campaign is collapsing. They have blown all their momentum. They have not answered any questions. The media now understands what this means. It is possible that she could end up losing every single swing state. There are even some other states that may come into play. We still have 2 weeks, folks. And like I've said, this is not about what has happened in the past. None of our elections in the past three elections, at least the presidential elections, the main elections, not the midterms, but the main ones, have not been what they've expected. Nothing has been what they expected. This one will be no different. I believe there was a time when Ronald McDonald, everybody's saying McDonald Trump now because he went to, when Ronald Reagan beat Dukakis, it was the biggest landslide victory in history. We're about to see that again, I believe. I think there was one state that didn't go for Ronald Reagan. It was Minnesota. Guess where Walz was the governor? Minnesota. It's where that state is. So we are headed for in my opinion, a major landslide. Now, I'm going to vote. And nothing going to stop me from that. Indiana's going to go red, I'm sure. Indiana's red as red can be. It's bright red, flaming red. Won't really matter whether I vote or not. However, I want to see the popular vote be so overwhelming. And my little vote's going to count. My little drop in the bucket. It's going to be in there. Because I'm going to vote for the old mean tweet potty mouth. Yes, I am. Especially after saying what she said at that meeting. Especially. I am especially motivated, I should say, because of that. All the things that Donald Trump has sown into in his campaign here in the last couple of weeks, the last month really, are starting to pay off. It's all the groundwork that he's laid. The Latino votes, the Latino polls, it's every ethnic group out there, he's making gains with all of them. It looks like Michigan may turn red. It looks like Pennsylvania is almost surely going to turn red. Georgia is almost a lock at this point. Nevada is in play, most likely. And I heard somebody yesterday, I was talking to this guy, or I wasn't talking, I was listening to his little show. He was going through all the numbers. Now, I don't know where this guy is, but he was calling out some things, saying, oh, it looks like this is going to happen, this is going to happen, all the polls. He was aggregating all the polls. And he made it sound like it was still going to be this tight, really tight race, but Trump would still win. He'd still get like 300, just over the number of delegates he needs to win. Kamala will be just under. There's going to be a neck and neck race. I just don't see it. Now, something could happen in the next 2 weeks. Don't get me wrong. Which is less than 2 weeks now, I think. Something could happen. Most likely will. Now, I think that their October surprise thing that they were going to try to pull out, I think, is done spent, I think. But we'll see how that works. But I'm sure they have other things up their sleeve. They have insurance policies, of course. But now their big thing that they're pulling out again is Donald Trump is a Nazi. Donald Trump is a Hitler. He loves Hitler. He's a Nazi. He's a fascist. All this stuff that they're going to pull out. He's a dictator on day one. They're still pulling out all the stuff that we know is not. It's just these people are crazy. They're insane. People are starting to recognize that. I think that the question that Brett Baer asked, which I think, like I said, he'd ask a couple of good questions. One of them that he asked was, so is half the country, though, is supporting this guy? Or is half the country stupid or insane or whatever? Oh, no, I would never say that about the American people. That's what he would say. He would say, so give us a reason for why those – you didn't – all you did was find a reason. So you're saying that because Donald Trump is maligning all these people – he's the one who calls people names and maligns everybody. He's the mean one here. So are all those people mean? Are you saying that all those people are supporting someone who's mean because they're mean? What are you saying? That must be what you're saying then. They're not crazy. They're not unhinged. They're not unstable. But he is. He's unstable. But the only people are voting for him because they just don't know. They just need you to tell them. Oh, we didn't realize Donald Trump was so mean and unstable and all these things that you're telling us. Now, nobody told us that before until now. And I'm so glad you told me. So now we will just vote for you because you're the compassionate one. Is that what this is about? She never answers the question. Well, she did answer. She answered the question by not answering the questions. How would happen? At the end of the day, this truly is. I've been through, I think I was trying to count up, was it 11 presidents or 13 presidents in my lifetime? I lived, JFK was president when I was born. And then we had I guess you could call him a president. Lyndon Johnson. And then comes in, we have Richard Nixon, who actually wasn't that bad of a president, technically. He did some things I didn't like. And there were some things with the Korean, whether it was the Korean War? No, it was the Vietnam War. And then, of course, the gold standard, the silver standard, just the money system taking us off the Federal Reserve, the whole thing he did there was just really aggravating. However, in the midst of all that, he also, then of course, the whole thing with the debacle, with the impeachment and everything, his that resignation. So there was, you know, there's Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter. That's five right there. Then we had Reagan. And then George H.W. Bush. Clinton. W. Bush. Obama. Trump. Biden. 12. Now we're looking at one more. This will be the 13th in my lifetime. Potentially another Trump presidency. Now it could be a Harris presidency before it's all over with. It's a long way till January, and Joe Biden's not, you know, his health is not that great. So we'll see what happens here, but I believe that Kamala's days as a politician are over. She might have a job at CNN as a commentator. But I believe she's going to be off into oblivion. Hillary Clinton, of course, still writes books, and I think Kamala will write books. They're going to claim that this election was stolen, hacked, whatever, because, you know, it's Biden's in charge. So, you know, who knows what could happen. And then there's that time between the election itself and January 20th. What are they going to do? This could be a landslide, overwhelming victory for Trump, and they will still claim he is illegitimate and disqualified. They will file articles of impeachment for day one, I guarantee you. We are going to go through another four years of this. And it will look, I think that if Trump goes in there and starts cleaning house and draining the swamp, it is going to look like the person they claim he's going to be. He's going to fire some people. There's going to be some heads are going to roll. There's going to be some court cases. I think some political opponents are going to go, I think they're going to be charged. Because they are guilty as sin. They should be charged. All this time we've been hearing, no one is above the law.
Oh, he's going to go after his political enemies.
Yeah, because you're all breaking the law. And you shouldn't be above the law, should you? It's different when the hand is on the other shoe. I think I said, is that the way it said? I don't know. Said something. I might have got that a little bit wrong. So we'll see what happens here. I just think that we're headed for some tough situations. And like I said, just want to acknowledge Christ is King. Jesus is Lord. And there's nothing funny about that. So we'll see what happens here in the next couple of weeks. It's going to be a tumultuous time. She's not helping herself at all. Folks, I want to thank you for listening. God bless. And for those of you who are pushing on through the rest of your week, I just hope you have a very productive, bountiful, blessed week, filled with the blessings of God. Take care, and I will have a show tomorrow morning. I don't know what it's going to be about, but we're going to have one. That's the way it's going to work. Take care, folks. God bless. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks for listening so late in the day. See ya!